Welcome to the podcast of the March 3rd, 2010 monthly meeting of the Postal Regulatory Commission. The meeting is about to begin.
Good morning. I'm Chairman Goldway, and I'm calling to order the meeting of the Postal Regulatory Commission, its monthly open meeting. I am glad to see many members from the public joining with us today. It's been a busy week for postal issues around the country, with much discussion about the future of the mail, which I will report on to my fellow commissioners later in the morning. I was the one representative from the commission at the meeting that the Postal Service held yesterday to officially announce its requested program for the future of the mail. And other than that, I'll just indicate that this meeting is being podcast. Based on the decision we made last time to do that, and is available on our website, www.prc.gov. With your indulgence, fellow commissioners, since we recorded the previous meeting, we've arranged to put that on the website as well. So if people missed that meeting, they can hear it again if they'd like to. I'd like to report for the record that Commissioner Hammond is not here this morning. He is fulfilling his public service duties in another way. He's serving on jury duty in Northern Virginia and regrets that he can't join us, but we fully understand his obligations there. With that, I'll welcome my other commissioners and ask if any of them would like to say something before we begin. I'll begin with Commissioner Acton.
I have nothing to add, Madam Chairman. Thanks to everyone for being here today.
Commissioner Langley.
I, too, add my appreciation for everyone being here.
And Commissioner Blair.
I just wanted to note that March is going to be quite a busy month for us. We have the annual compliance determination, a number of other decisions coming out of the commission. And, Madam Chair, I think you noted that you were at the Postal Service's briefing yesterday as to what the future of the Postal Service will look like. And there are a lot of major issues that we're going to be confronting over the next few years. It's, you know, the nature of Postal Service is changing just as such as our society changes. And I think that it's going to be important for the Commission to ride this wave and be a leader in looking forward. And I look forward to working with you on those issues.
Great. Thank you. And we hope to get support and dialogue with the community as well. So the first report we have on our agenda regards not just what's going on in the U.S., but international activities. And John Waller, who is the head of our Department of Rates and Analysis and Rates.
Accountability and compliance.
I still can't get it right. Accountability and compliance.
Used to be RAP, now it's OAK.
Okay. Accountability and compliance.
As solid as
if I say it often enough, maybe I'll remember it. John, do you want to report to us, please?
Well, several things. It's been it's going to be even busier, but it's been busy recently. And first, I'd like to note that Commissioner Langley was a recent speaker at the Triangle World Mail and Express Conference, and where also Allison Levy from our staff attended and participated in one of the panels down there. And I understand that Commissioner Langley's presentation was well received, and would like to invite her to say anything she would on that.
Thank you. I do want to say that the two-day conference was at the Miami Airport Hilton, and that was the extent of my view of Miami, was that hotel and the airport. The outside reminded me a lot of my home state of Hawaii, and it was muggy, rainy, and drizzly the whole time. So It was an interesting conference, though, and I did discuss how the various public and social policies that sort of meet head-to-head with the Postal Service and how these public and social policies have certainly shaped the current Postal Service. And, you know, even though we were facing a significant recession, which had a great deal to do with the decline in revenue and volume, that policy has also impacted the Postal Service. And I also mentioned, of course, that regulation, in my view, is not a barrier to innovation and success. There were, Pranab Shah from the Postal Service spoke. In addition, there were postal representatives from Europe, Austria, Belgium, France, Kosovo, Netherlands, Switzerland, and from the Latin American Caribbean area, El Salvador, Guatemala, Jamaica, Paraguay, and Trinidad and Tobago. So there was a lot of give and take. I was the only regulator there, but it was a very interesting program, and one of the takeaways that I got was how customer-centric all of the posts have become, and the businesses that deliver services to the different posts, really looking at what the customer wants and then building out from there. And I thought that was a very interesting takeaway that I had. But I appreciate the opportunity to represent the commission. We have been at two other similar forums, and I think it's always good to have our presence at international events like this, even though this was on U.S. soil. Thank you.
The PAA also gave the commission a lot more responsibility in the area of international and working with state and the Postal Service there and the UPU. One of the things we get involved with is the Federal Advisory Committee on International Postal and Delivery Services, and Ann Fisher is the official rep from the commission to that activity. The snow kept them from meeting in February, but they have a full agenda for the full committee in March 11th, and I'll let Ann talk about that.
We do have the agenda as proposed by the Department of State. It's available on the website, and I'll just very quickly run through that. Briefing on the results of the October-November 2009 UPU Council of Administration, report on the November Consultative Committee meeting, each of the FACA work group subcommittees, of which I'm the chair of the one that talks about Postal Accountability Enhancement Act and how that relates to our international activities. Each subcommittee has met with its members and will each give a brief description of the content of our meetings. I was going to share that today, but then I thought I shouldn't share it today because I haven't even shared it with the full FACA committee, so I'll hold off on that. Also, the status of benchmarking U.S. strategic plans for the UPU and any other business that they may want to bring up at that point.
Next week, the senior person and the staff working on international things, Allison Levy, will be attending the Postal Union of the Americas, Spain, and Portugal and Uruguay, and they'll focus a lot on terminal dues and postal regulation, and terminal dues is a very big interest to the commission over the years and the fair calculation of those. There will also be a forum down there on postal regulation. And so it's very important to participate in these kind of preparatory things leading up, regional preparatory things leading up to the UPU meetings. The end of the month here, you may recall the last several years, we've had visitors from La Poste, Bernard Roy and Jean-Paul Forceville, and they spend some time here at the commission when they're in the D.C. area on other business, and they will be here on March 31st of this, the end of this month, and some of the part of April 1st, and have good dialogue with what's going on in their operations in Europe. The second week, or the second part of April, will really be UPU time for our international folks. The international meetings start there, the UPU meetings start, and they will there focus a lot on issues of terminal dues. The chairman is scheduled to attend there starting around the 12th of April for several days. And Allison Levy will be there for most of the month, from the 12th to the 28th, I think. And Kathy Clendenian of our staff will also be there and will be actively participating in the terminal dues discussions with some new models that are on the table for calculating that. And I think that pretty much wraps up the activity in the international area.
It's no secret that as a result of the terminal dues regimes that are implemented through the Universal Postal Union, our domestic postal service loses money on inbound international mail to the tune of $100 million. So the efforts that we make at the Universal Postal Union to try to improve the rate structure required by that international body are of help to the bottom line in the Postal Service, as well as the efforts we make in terms of fostering goodwill and efficiency so that there's reliable mail delivery around the world. The U.S. is the recipient of most international mail, in addition to being the largest domestic producer of mail. So while international mail is not a very large portion of the mail in the United States by volume, it is very important to those people who are sending mail to us and receiving mail from us. So this work is important. And in addition, when Commissioner Blair was chairman, we began a regulatory dialogue so that we could share best practices and ideas with other regulators around the world. And Allison is trying to develop that as well. She hopes to have a meeting of staff members of regulatory agencies who will be at the Universal Postal Union. And then she is working with the Chinese postal regulators to set up a regulatory dialogue somewhat like the one we did last year in China in conjunction with another Universal Postal Union meeting. So these efforts, I think, will pay off over the long run for a variety of reasons. Thanks, John, for the report. And then, Anne, would you like to inform the commissioners on what's going on in Congress?
Sure. Chairman Goldway participated last week in the second of four congressional briefings that Chairman Towns, Ranking Member Issa, Subcommittee Chairman Lynch, and Subcommittee Ranking Member Chaffetz pulled together to really, it's an attempt to educate staff who don't normally deal with postal issues on a daily basis, like the Oversight Committee staff does, on what the current state of the Postal Service is, the problems that they face, sort of the proposals that they're looking at right now. They're really trying to get House members, staffs up to speed on postal issues in the instance that they do need to pass legislation this year. It will make their jobs a lot easier once they get down the road and they're actually entertaining legislation. But as I said, Chairman Goldway spoke at this second one as she had spoken at the first one as well. The second one was geared around lesson in postal operations, finance, regulation, and oversight. It was a panel of four. Linda Kingsley represented the Postal Service. It was Chairman Goldway, Phil Herr from GAO, and Dave Williams, the Postal Service's Inspector General. Their presentations are all kept at a pretty high level for the format of these briefings. But again, they had very good attendance by House staff, and Chairman Towns gave some welcoming opening remarks as well, and again, really set up the current state of the Postal Service well. They had their third briefing yesterday, which was understanding the perspective of the mailing customer and consumers, and their final will be March 9th, and they will hear from the employee groups on that date, and that will be the last one.
So the one yesterday was the mailers,
yes.
Many of the larger mailers,
yep,
making presentations.
Beyond that, we don't have any, we don't have established hearing dates to work from, but we do know for certain that the House and the Senate both plan to hold basically their first sort of oversight hearings in April. We're expecting around the week of April 19th, again, no set dates, but they will have a lot to consider. I know that certainly GAO's report, they're expecting to receive on April 12th, will be part of the discussion. I expect now they will also discuss what the Postal Service just unveiled yesterday at their event. So a lot to talk about. We're also expecting that that Chairman Lynch's subcommittee will hold a hearing focused around the findings of Dave Williams' IG report on the CSRS pension liability. But again, no set dates for those, just staying on top of it. That's it for me.
Okay. I've been trying to meet personally with members of the committees that oversee postal issues, and met, I think, since our last meeting with Congressman Davis and with Congressman Kucinich, with Chaffetz as well?
Chaffetz.
And with Congressman Chaffetz. And I'm pleased to report that all of